This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jameis Winston yesterday threw for 395 yards. I've liked Jameis since he was in Tampa. I think he's fun to watch. I think he's sometimes erratic. We know that. It's been so clear what a guy with an arm and some vision can do in this offense. Now, they've not put up points. That's clearly the missing ingredient here. Although, you know, there's been one game when they put up more than 18 points, and Jameis was the quarterback in that game. And that was against Baltimore, who held the Steelers to field goals yesterday. All that said, Jameis has been the starting quarterback here for 3 games. You ready for these, Andy? This is interesting.
Yep.
From yesterday alone, this is just yesterday in the NFL. Yesterday, 395 yards, second most passing yards yesterday in the NFL. 30 completions yesterday, tied for the most completions in the NFL yesterday. 46 pass attempts. They threw it a lot, tied for second most in the NFL. 3 starts here for Jameis Winston. 965 passing yards in those 3 starts in the 3-game stretch, last 3 games for quarterbacks in the NFL. Second most passing yards in the NFL over the last 3 games. 83 completions, third most completions. 133 attempts, second most. Mm-hmm. 3 interceptions, tied for 7th.
Okay.
So guys have thrown more interceptions than Jameis, and there are, I think, 4 guys who have thrown 3 over the last 3 games, but he's thrown it more than they have. The interception reputation, though I'm not going to say isn't valid, hasn't really been on display. Yesterday, he threw it 46 times and didn't throw a pick.
Here's a problem I'm having, right? So I'm looking at yesterday's numbers, and I'm like, oh, he was 5 yards short of 400, right?
Yeah.
5 yards short. And do we even – and then I'm like, well, if you're moving the ball up and down the field that much, what's going on in the red zone, right? So you know where the Browns rank in red zone scoring attempts per game? Want to guess?
Tell me.
Dead last, 32nd. Chicago is 31st. And we're the only one that averages on the season less than 2 red zone attempts on offense per game. We're the only team in the NFL, 1.7. Chicago is above us at 31 at 2.3. You know, yesterday, 2 attempts inside the red zone on offense. And it's just, you know, I'm just looking at these numbers and they're pathetic. If he can move the ball up and down the field and we can't get into the red zone, what's that say?
I'm not putting that on the quarterback who's been the starter for 3 games.
No, I'm not either. I'm just saying, why can't we get into the red zone?
That's a fine question.
We got to score from outside the 20 all the time? Is that what we have to do?
I don't know. That's a fine question.
1.7.
All I know is,
come on.
he looks better.
It's embarrassing.
He clearly, obviously, we all know he looks better than what Deshaun Watson looked in this offense. Deshaun didn't have a 200-yard passing game, and Jameis has three. And he has two 300-yard games out of his three starts.
Oh, man.
I would, without question, sign him. And if I could sign him now for next year, I would. I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll, you know, sit around and wait. All I'll say is this. He's here now. He's playing pretty good football at quarterback for this team. And if he keeps playing pretty good football for this team, somebody else might want him too. Then what do you do?
How do you juggle it around? Do we have contract complaints? I mean, contract reservations on this, on how to be able to afford him.
I don't know, and that's not my job. All I know is that they have lots of deep thinkers over there who have degrees in economics and finance and everything else, and they can figure out how to do it. What they need to figure out is, we need a quarterback on this team. How do we get one? Because Deshaun's not the guy. I mean, come on. We all know that. You want to really kill your fan base? Let Jameis walk out the door. Don't sign a guy like Sam Darnold. And I'm not glued on Jameis. What I'm glued on is the idea of a guy who can come in and make this thing work a little bit. If it's not Jameis, okay. Is it Sam Darnold? Okay. Is it Kirk Cousins because they're going to go with Michael Penix? Okay. All I know is it can't be Deshaun Watson if you're going to try and sell it to your fan base. Andy, you want to kill interest in the team? Going to training camp next year with Deshaun as your number one quarterback. You want to kill interest? That would do it, wouldn't it? And maybe he figures it out and plays well again one day. I hope for his sake he does. But you want to kill interest in your team?
This just didn't work. And you got to move on.
There it is.
They got to lean into it. Just go, you know what? Didn't work.
Didn't work.
Good luck. Take your cash. See you later. That's all.
Didn't work. James is in Detroit. James.
Hey, James.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to give you guys hope, because we had no hope in Detroit until one thing happened. And that was when Sheila took over the team from her brother and made him go back to Ford. So we did have an ownership change. And the first thing she did was hire the greatest linebacker in history, Chris Spielman, as the advisor. So it starts from the top and work its way down. Then Spielman brought in Holmes and Campbell.
That's because Campbell is just like Spielman. I mean, they're cut from the same cloth,
those two guys,
yeah.
So that's where it starts. It doesn't start.
James, you broke up.
Then Holmes. Well, it's because I'm in Pennsylvania now.
Okay.
I was driving through. So, but it starts there, and then Holmes starts drafting. You said your GM doesn't draft well. Well, look at Holmes' drafts. We got St. Brown in the fourth round. We got Branch, who's probably one of the best safeties.
All right, great. We're really happy for you today. We're excited for the we're just through the roof for the Lions. Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't need sympathy from Lions fans. I just don't.
It was today. Encouragement from a Lions fan.
Thank you. Appreciate sympathy. I mean, at least they won't put me to sleep this year on Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.